House Bill 1173, an act to establish South Dakota Statehood Day as a working holiday.
House Bill 1173, having had its second reads for final consideration, are there any remarks? Representative Junkie.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, honorable members of the body. This has quite a story behind it. This was actually we were approached with this concept a year ago. A rural school in rural Haakon County came to town to tour the Capitol and visit with the governor. They just happened to come in past bill introduction day, so they asked if they could introduce a bill, and I says not this year. But if reelected, if I had the fortune of being reelected, I would do it this year. I called them after we came to session, and they said go for it. We got this introduced, we got it drafted, I called them and they approved it, and got us assigned to a committee, and they came in yesterday. The school last year had 8 students, one room country school. This year they have gone to 4 students. The 4 of them, when I introduced it in committee, I turned it over to them and they carried the ball and answered the questions. They are quite excited about it. They are actually listening to us at this time. With that though, Mr. Speaker, I have an amendment at the desk and it has been distributed.
This would be 1173-OA. Is there a second?
Second.
Comments on that motion to amend?
May I?
Yeah, proceed.
This is basically just grammatical error, grammatical cleanup. It just makes it read a lot better. If there's any questions, I will stand by to answer them.
Further remarks? Hearing none. The question before the House then is the Junkie motion to amend 1173-OA. All those in favor of that motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. House Bill 1173 is so amended. Further remarks? Representative Koistra.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the body. As unpopular as it may be, I will oppose House Bill 1173. As a social studies teacher in the classroom, there's no one that works harder than for citizenship, patriotism, and participation in government. However, I would rather see that we recognize the national holidays that we do have. Be it Veterans Day, and I'm sure that they all know Veterans Day is Armistice Day, the 11th hour, the 11th day of the 11th month. And also as we move through other days, whether it be, we talk Martin Luther King Day, the President's Day, these I think are very important. So what most schools do, they bring people in, whether it be Native Americans Day, Martin Luther King Day, President's Day, which is coming in February. I think we have to do more of that in all of these schools. And if the students would get involved, rather than schools just taking the day off, and many of the people in the eastern part and the western part spend their day at the mall, etc., but not all. Many of them do participate in the programs, and for that, I think we need some encouragement. A number of years ago, they used to have Arbor Day. When I was a child growing up, they would go out and plant trees. I have very few people would follow through with that. So until we follow up on what we have, I would oppose this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks? Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I believe before us we have a great little bill, and it speaks excellently of children participating in state government. This bill originates at the very grassroots of this state, that being in western South Dakota in a small rural school of 4 kids. And it speaks to the great heritage of South Dakota. They have traveled here to Pierre to ask us, the lawmakers of this state, to recognize part of our heritage, and that being statehood, the very day that this great state became recognized in the Union. And so I would encourage you to vote in support of this bill. Of course, for South Dakota, we would expect nothing less than it be a working holiday. So with that, I would urge your support.
Further remarks? Representative Jaspers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. One of the honors that I often get as being an elected official is to ask to speak at Memorial Day speeches on Memorial Day throughout the state and especially the eastern side. And one thing that I always put in my speech is something as someone who really feels strong about patriotism is how soon we forget. And I repeat that throughout my speech. How soon we forget the things that mean so much to us about where we came from and what that means and as far as where we're going. In front of committee and state affairs when this bill was before us, we were asked the question, how many of us remembered what day our state was founded? And I couldn't remember, but how soon I forgot. 100 years after our state was founded, I was honored to be part of the Dakota's marching band that marched here in Pierre on that day on a special parade in honoring 100 years of statehood. And here, 10, 12 years later, I couldn't even remember that. I quite honestly was surprised that none of us had thought of this, and I think it's a great way to honor our state and statehood. And I commend Representative Junkie for bringing this, and I would encourage your support of the bill.
Further remarks, Representative Richard Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, just an observation. You think from this one little rural school, Plum Creek, four students in the entire school, 11, 12 years ago, we had probably thousands of these little one-room rural schools. And isn't it unique that here we are in the year 2001 having the opportunity to finally officially recognize in the laws of South Dakota the importance of the date that we became a state? And isn't it unique enough that we had four children who did an outstanding job of state affairs to bring this to us? I would hope that all those thinking about not voting for this might reconsider the uniqueness of this opportunity and support House Bill 1173 as amended.
Further remarks, Representative Napoli.
Well, Mr. Speaker, members of the body, and to the children at Plum Creek who are listening, I think Representative Koistra did us a great service because he is showing to the children of this state who are listening to this debate that not every issue slides through here without some opposition of some kind. There's a tremendous lesson for these children to be learned that when you get here, this body encompasses every type of person from every background and every way of life. And there's always going to be someone, regardless of the situations, who may or may not agree. And I think it's great that they're listening in and that they can take into consideration Representative Koistra, who's standing on strong ground and a strong belief that our system must move forward whether we disagree or we agree. But he's pointing out to these children and everyone who's listening that this body is going to represent every single person, no matter where they're from, who they are, what color they are, what background they come from, and whether they disagree or agree. So I applaud his efforts. It is a good bill. We need to move forward, and I hope it does pass.
Further remarks? Hearing none. The question for the House then is the final passage of House Bill 1173. Those in favor vote aye, opposed nay. The clerk will act voting machine. Members will proceed to vote on House Bill 1173. While we are voting on behalf of Representatives Charlie Flowers and Tom Hansen, the 5th and 6th grade class from James Valley Christian School, are here in the gallery. Would you please stand and recognize?
Representatives Valandra, Wick. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 65, nays 3, excused 2.
House Bill 1173, having received a majority of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct. Representative Junkie. Granted.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I didn't want to include this in my pitch for the bill. When I called them this morning and talked to them about this, they wanted to come in and watch, and I says, wait and come in on the Senate side. If it happens to get off the House, they'll get to come and testify in the Senate. They told me this morning that Weekly Reader and Teacher Magazine is tracking this for them, so they will get more recognition than what they did get here. And they did allude to what their assignment will be for next year. They're already starting to work on it. They're drafting legislation to create West Dakota and East Dakota.